Bukhoros Perik Beis Mishnah Zayin 2-7. We're continuing on the situation of various suffix uncertain Bukhoros. The principles of work here are largely the same principles of the previous Mishnah. And in fact, this Mishnah is so repetitive in terms of what it teaches relative to the previous Mishnah. You're probably going to wonder why we're doing it twice. But in fact, we do it three times. This is number 2 out of 3. Here we go. It says, Shtei Rechelo Shlo Bikru. The setup is you have two first-time mothers. They're sheep. V'yaldu Shnei Zecharim. You come back in the morning, you find in the corral there are two male lambs. So you may not know which lamb belongs to which mother, hypothetically, but still you know that both of them are firstborn, therefore they're both Bechoros, and therefore, says the Mishnah, Nosnen Shnehem LeKohen. Both will go to a Kohen. There's no great Chiddush here. If it's Zachar Nekeva, if you come back the next day and you find one male, one female in the corral, so again, HaZachar LeKohen, you know for sure the male one is a Bechor, the female was not a Bechor. Therefore, the male goes to the Kohen and the farmer keeps the female. Straightforward. What if Shnei Zecharim Unakeva? What if you come back in the morning, you find that these two first-time mother sheep gave birth to a total of three animals. Two are male and one is female. So now, that means that since there are two males, one of them must be a Bechor. The other one is a twin. And we don't know if that twin was born first, or if his sister is the older sister and the male is born second. Therefore, we have for sure only one Bechor, and that will go to the Kohen. And the second one, we're not sure. And in fact, we don't even know which of these two males is the Bechor. So it says the Mishnah, Echad lo ve'echad le'Kohen. As far as these two male lambs go, the Kohen will get one. And because of Motzei Mechaver L'Avraham, the Suffolk, the farmer gets the other one. Again, which one does the Kohen get? Reb Tarfon Omer, HaKohen Bor lo Esa Yafa. Reb Tarfon holds the Kohen chooses the more robust, more valuable of the two. Again, Reb Tarfon's theory here, which is like a variant that we saw in the previous Mishnah, is that if you're a twin, so you have to sort of share resources, and you're likely to be, less well-developed. If you get to be the only kid in the womb, so then you're going to be more robust. So therefore, you can safely assume with certainty that the more robust and therefore valuable of the two male offspring is the one that was not a twin. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, like in the previous Mishnah. He says, you never know, who knows? And therefore, Mishanim Benehen, it's simply a question of a suffix. One of them belongs to the Kohen, we don't know which one. And therefore, essentially, they can agree if there are two of equal, one is worth three, one is worth four. So again, the dispute is over the extra schmaltz, the extra fat, or whatever it is that is on the one worth four instead of three. And therefore, the Kohen gets the lesser one of value, because of Motzei Mechaver L'Avraham, he gets three, because that's in dispute, he's at least owed three. The one that's worth four is kept by the farmer. The Kohen will have to treat his as a Suffolk Bechor, not able to eat it till it gets a mom, not able to bring it as a Bechor, because maybe it isn't a Bechor. V'hashen, the one that the farmer keeps, Yira Ad Shiyastayev, similarly has to graze until it gets a mom, and at that point, the farmer can eat it. And V'chayev B'matanos, and when he slaughters it, the farmer, he has to give the gifts to the Kohen of the Zro L'chayim and Keva. Because again, Mamanav Shach, however you slice it, those must belong to the Kohen, because either this is indeed not a Bechor, it's a Chulin animal, in which case you have to give these three gifts to the Kohen. And if it's a Bechor, you have to give everything to the Kohen. Therefore, he's entitled to at least that. Rabbi Yossi again says no. Like in the previous Mishnah, the farmer is exempt from giving it because Rabbi Yossi holds that when they split up the animals, the Kohen essentially does a full transfer of all rights. As if he's, bartering it, they're purchasing one from the other, and therefore the Kohen has no residual claim on the one that was kept by the farmer, for the same rationale we said before. If Mesa Erechel Mehen, if one of them die in the meantime, meaning before the Kohen gets to choose which one of them dies, Reb Tarfon Omer Yachaloku, Reb Tarfon says in that case you have one animal, and they will split, meaning the farmer and the Kohen will split the value of that one. Just like in the previous Mishnah, at this point your head should explode and say, wait a second, Rabbi Tarfon is the one who said it's a Vaday situation, so why is he splitting it? It should be either definitely yes or definitely not going to the Kohen. First of all, and second of all, even if he holds it's a Suffolk, why would we divide it? We should say Hamotzei Mechaver L'Avraham, which indeed is what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva says Hamotzei Mechaver L'Avraham. So then why does Rabbi Tarfon say you divide it? Just like in the previous Mishnah, it's this weird Ukimta, the setup where the farmer was a Yisrael, he hired a shepherd as a Kohen, he ceded certain rights to the Kohen, giving him a partial ownership, and therefore, in that weird scenario, they split the value of the Suffolk Bechor, according to Tarfon. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, meaning no, it's just a simple Suffolk, and a Motzei Mechaver L'Avraham, so nothing goes to the Kohen at all, and the farmer has to treat it as a Suffolk Bechor. Finally says the Mishnah, Shtei Nekevos Zachar. Oshnei Zachar Moshnei Kevos. If you come back to the corral in the morning, there were two pregnant mothers in the corral, and they were first-time mothers, and you come back and find now two females, and either one or two males also. So now, it's very possible that the two firstborns of these two mothers, first-time mothers, were the two females. Whether there's one male or two males doesn't make a difference. There's nothing convincing us, or no proof, that any of these are b'choros, and therefore, ein kan l'kohen klum, the kohen gets nothing at all, because again, hamotzi m'chaver ol avaraya, as far as the one or two males left in the corral, so the farmer doesn't know if they were actually born second or first, and therefore he has to treat them as a suffik b'chor, meaning they can't do gizin avodik, he can't work it or shear it, and eventually when these males get a permanent blemish, the farmer can slaughter it and eat it, and again he'll give l'halacha, give the matanos, give the gifts of the zer l'chaim nekeiva to a kohen.